For more than four decades, Hammett Blewett found a way to combine the avant-garde with traditional jazz. Along the way, he redefined the role of the baritone saxophone and co-founded one of the most successful groups in modern jazz, the World Saxophone Quartet. Blewett died Thursday in St. Louis of complications following a series of strokes. He was 78 years old. Tom Vitale has this appreciation.
The World Saxophone Quartet changed the sound of jazz from the moment it made its debut in 1976. No bass, no drums, no piano, just four saxophones. The late Julius Hempel playing alto, Oliver Lake, alto and soprano, David Murray, tenor, and Hammett Blewett, clarinet and baritone sax. When the World Saxophone Quartet started out, free jazz was flourishing in New York's downtown lofts. So the four musicians in the group were all improvising at the same time, without playing any unifying melody or rhythm. In 2010, Hammett Blewett told me he argued for more structure.
Oh, so wait, this ain't making sense. I don't like this. Let me stick to what's on the paper. So I would take what was on the paper and make a bass line out of it. Make up some kind of line using the tunes.
At a quartet rehearsal in 1979, Blewett said the musicians had to make an effort to connect with the listeners, but the audience had to make an effort too.
Get all the other stuff you got out of your mind, all the hang-ups, all the information, and just listen. If you like it, cool. If you don't like it, good too. If you hate it, great. If you love it, even better. Now, if you leave the concert and you don't have no feeling, then something is wrong. That's when we made a mistake.
Hammett Blewett was born on September 16, 1940. He studied piano, trumpet, and clarinet as a child. At the University of Southern Illinois, he picked up the baritone saxophone. He said his notion of what the instrument could do was changed forever when he heard the big sound of Harry Carney with Duke Ellington's band. Jazz critic Stanley Crouch says Hammett Blewett forged his own big sound on the baritone.
He had worked on playing the saxophone until he had an enormous tone that did not just sound loud. And the way that Blewett described Harry Carney's playing, he basically was telling you how he wanted to play. I want to be able to play that very subtle, pretty sound way at the top of the horn if necessary. I want to play a foghorn like low note. If they want a note to sound like a chain being beat on the floor, I can do that too.
Hammett Blewett made music that moved people, and that's all he cared about.
We were playing in the Brooklyn Botanical Garden. This guy came, he was in the wheelchair, so he was in the wheelchair section, which was right near the band. And he was sitting there, and he was kind of, you know, like crying. He grabbed me and pulled me down. He said, man, I've been in this chair for so long, I had got to the point, I had relegated myself to being to the chair, and I was satisfied. You made me want to go back up and dance. That was the biggest compliment I've ever had in my life.
Hammett Blewett said he never planned his career. It all happened because he was open enough to let it keep happening. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.